B-Pod Studios.
Gino and Lansdowne's on the Fanatic. What's up, Gino? Where you been, man?
Yeah, I've been down in Florida.
You down there on the lamb?
No. One point and one question I wanted to ask Anthony. I would not sign Tobias Harris back to a full max contract. He's an above average offensive player and a below average defensive player, and you got Kemba Walker sitting out there.
Kemba Walker. You like Kemba Walker?
The guard, maybe I have the wrong name. The guard.
No. You have the right name. You want to talk about a guy who plays no defense and who's undersized.
But he gives you what this team needs.
I disagree.
Okay, that's fine. I also disagree with your point about Embiid. Now, let me ask you a question.
If he'd have
thrown it 2 inches higher or 1 inch over to the other side or fractured his nose or crushed his cheekbone, you still would have been okay with that?
Oh, come on, dude. I mean, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So you want to come in and have an attitude with me, I'll be right back at you.
Okay.
You want to be civil. All right? Then I'll have a conversation with you. The guy was hanging on him, and he was trying to create space. How many times did you play growing up, or wherever you played, and understand that, you know, sometimes you got to play, you got to make space for yourself? That's sports.
Yeah, I played a lot, Anthony, actually.
Well, and that's why I'm asking you.
Well, I could have dropped an elbow into his ribs, or I could have led with my shoulder.
Come on, you understand.
When you hit somebody in the face, that's a cheap shot. Yes, it is.
No, it's
because
not.
You can cause serious... Okay.
Oh, stop crying.
Using your logic, then it will be okay the next in game 3 when Embiid bullies him.
You saw what he was trying to do. You know what he was trying to do. So stop it with this nonsense. You know what he's trying to do.
Shaq did it all the time, Gio. That's how he created it.
It's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs. Get the hell out of here. Beat it. Give me a break.
There's physicality in sports.
Hey, dude, anytime, man. You want to come on? We're going to have it. We'll have it out. I got no problem. This is what it is. It's the playoffs. And he didn't break his nose, all right? He didn't do it. How many times you see it?
Let's go to Damon in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dame?
Yo.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Cuz, man, I love you. Martinez, I love you too, brother, but...
Well, yeah, that didn't seem as sincere as your love for Anthony. Jeez, I'm not.
That's right. You got Gino. That's Gino's your boy.
I don't want Gino. I want Damon.
That curmudgeon.
Me and him don't have anything in common.
And you're my guy, man. But I've been listening to the station for a long time, last couple of weeks. Primarily, man, you know, you made an emphasis on the fact that these end-of-season games didn't mean anything and they'd be ready for the playoffs. How about that now, man? They stunk that first game. First half of the second game, they didn't look so well. It took a historic NBA third quarter for them to win that game. Now, I
don't think playing at the end of the game. No, if you're playing for your life and you're playing for your playoff, like the Nets have been playing for their playoff life the whole season, the last three weeks. But that's not an excuse.
But they weren't playing well regardless. Like, I think they needed that time to play together and to get things together.
What are you supposed to do, though?
But was that comes at a cost, Damon, because Embiid needed rest.
I mean, that's what are you going to do?
I got you, man. I digress.
I just don't understand.
So my next point, man, I hear it in you guys' voices. You're real giddy about the win. I am, too, but it still means nothing. They still lost home court advantage.
You're right.
They got to go to Brooklyn.
You're right.
And they got to mollywop them like they did last night and the next game. If they do that, then I'll feel confident. Because if they go off to Brooklyn and they stink it up like they did the first game and they lose by a point, we'll be right back to talking about what we were on Monday night. They still have to do this consistently.
You're right.
I don't feel it yet.
It means nothing unless they follow it up, Damon.
You know what? Damon, you're 100% right.
Yep.
100% right.
Yep. It means nothing if you can't repeat it.
100%. 100%. All day long, you are right.
They're the better team, the more talented team. And when they dictated last night, you saw the result. Am I expecting them to score 140, 150 points? No. They don't need to. That was historical last night, that third quarter. I mean, 51 points. Come on.
No, and he's dead right. Mm-hmm. And look, we are kind of giddy because they won. And... Damon's 100% correct that, you know, we need to tone it down and And I'm not going to tone it down today. It's the day after the game, so we should be able to enjoy it.
I don't even think we're giddy. I think we're just the juxtaposition from yesterday.
I feel kind of relieved.
Yeah.
So let me get to one point Gino said, because I think it's worth debating. And I think the Tobias thing is an interesting, do you sign him to a deal, is an interesting thing. I mean, what Gino said wasn't wrong about putting him in that spot. In fact, I wish we could have had the conversation about that instead of the Embiid thing, because I found that interesting.
Yeah.
The Kemba thing I don't like, because Kemba Walker is a ball-dominant guy. You don't need a ball-dominant guy on this team. You need a spot. The next guy next to Ben needs to be a spot-up shooter. That's who he needs. He needs to be Redick. Maybe he can handle the ball a little bit, but somebody that is not ball-dominant. Kemba Walker is ball-dominant. He's undersized, and he doesn't play defense. I disagree with Gino in that Tobias Harris is not a below-average defender. He's an average defender. Now, it's splitting hairs. But what else would you rather do?
What are the other options?
See, I agree with Gino in that he's not a typical or traditional max player. However, you have three other guys that kind of need space. And Tobias doesn't take up a lot of space, a lot of air space.
Well, the thing
that's
is,
why I think he's a good fit.
Yeah, and the other thing, look, he means more to the Sixers than he may mean to someone else.
Right.
Because he fits.
That's why
he needs to stretch forward.
Now, I don't know who else is out there that you'd rather have other than KD.
Yeah. Where he ends up, nobody knows at this point.
I don't think he's coming here, but that's
make the assumption that you're not going to get KD, because it certainly is favored that you're not going to get him. And he's more valuable to you because you need the stretch four. And the other part of him is his personality. Is that, now he disappears sometimes if he's not involved. We've called him Casper the Ghost or whatever. But he's a guy that's not going to get in other players' way. Like, everybody knows it's Embiid's team. He's going to get the majority of the load. Jimmy seems okay with that. Ben, obviously, offensively is okay with that. JJ has his role, and we'll see if he returns. I mean, there's a question. Do you bring JJ back? If you can bring JJ back and have him come off the bench, well, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be great off the bench.
Yeah.
Go to that part of his career where he comes off the bench.
He'd be perfect off the bench.
Oh. Let's go to Chris in North Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, brother?
I just got a couple points I want you guys to touch on for me. For one, the call of Gino, I totally disagree with the Embiid play. The playoffs, you better be physical. So that's nothing. More importantly, I wanted to know, one, what do you guys think about Ben Simmons' approach to the game? It just seems like he's too nonchalant. It doesn't have a killer instinct. Last night, I loved his game. He played like a dog. Why doesn't that happen more often? One, and two, how serious is this Embiid injury? Because moving forward, I'm trying to look past Brooklyn. Is this something that's going to
Chris.
Go on for a long period of time?
I mean, I fear it. He's questionable for every game, right? He's game time decision. I don't know. I mean, they say it's patellar tendonitis, which should be healed by rest and stretching, but I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know if it's arthritic.
Yeah, I mean, that's a worry. The thing that you worry the most about, Chris, is that here you have this generational player and his career's cut short.
Yeah, and if you notice, I think it was about a minute and a half into the game, or 2 minutes, he went to save a loose ball.
Yeah.
He
was
getting. I was scared. I thought he might have been.
Oh, he's going to freak you out. Every time he plays, Chris, he's going to freak you out.
So it's weird because it's a lot like Wentz, too, in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Eggshells.
Yeah, it's kind of seeming like a curse with that pass strikes. And I just hope he's able to.
And you're right about Ben, Chris. You're right about Ben in that, you know, that's, I think, the next step in his evolution is for him to play like that every night.
That's the realization he has to come to. To affect the game the way he can affect the game, he's got to do that. And he will. It just takes time to realize that I can't go out and just kind of rest on my laurels.
Right.
I got to be a guy that's aggressive to create and be able to facilitate taking the ball to the rim because I don't have a shot.
Correct.
He knows he doesn't have a shot.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's just the way it is. 610-632-0975, one open line if you want it. The Dono on Twitter goes, 'cause preach. for your little speech to Andrew. Some free advice. You're delivering the goods today because you're in a much better mood than you were yesterday. Yeah, I didn't like seeing you in that mood. And that's you were in a mood yesterday. You were in a state.
Yeah, bad state.
Yeah.
It's bad state.
Very bad state.
Well, I love Fistar. All I want them to do is win, all right?
Yeah.
I want them to win for all of the fans because I think these fans are incredible. And you watch them at these games. They're amazing. They're amazing. They're great, great fans. I love the fact that the sport is so much more popular now that young people love it. It's awesome.
And superstars are here.
And so I want them to win. I want them to win for all those people that have worked at that organization that I've known forever who are just really good people. And they just want something, a little pride.
Yeah. And they suffered.
They did suffer.
Yeah, I mean, they did suffer.
All
no
these
doubt.
Sixer fans suffer. And I say four for four, you know, it's all one and the same. But I want them to win so badly. You know.
Spoils the victory.
Because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so long since they were relevant. And they're finally, like, here. They're right at relevancy. And they got such a bright future. And that's why it's got to be, right now, it's got to be handled so delicately because the whole future rests on what's going to happen over now and the next few months with, you know, is Brett the coach?
Watch
or somebody
the trial.
Else the coach?
Yeah.
Or are you doing free agency? Who are you signing? Are you re-signing Jimmy, which I hope, Tobias, like we were talking about? You know, Joe's health of that knee is back. All this stuff affects their future and affects the winning.
Yeah.
They gotta win.
You sacrificed all that, and now you gotta capitalize on the fact of that you sacrificed and you got what you got. Now you gotta capitalize on it when you have it.
Yeah.
It's
so tenuous. The cycle of when you're up top, it doesn't last forever, and you gotta capitalize. That's why they got players. They got, I think, a really good GM in Elton Brand. I think the league is run. I had somebody tell me this. The league is run by three entities. The Spurs people, like the pop crowd,
mm-hmm.
Duke people, and USA basketball people.
And what does Elton have?
All right.
Two of the three.
Yes. Yes.
Just two boxes.
And so when you pick up the phone, and look, I like Sam Hinkie a ton. I liked him a ton. I love Sam. I thought what he did, I thought he was a brilliant man, the whole thing. But what Sam doesn't have, and the problem with him going forward, would have been around the league. How do you get free agency, agents, trades?
That USA basketball thing's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
It really is. 610-632-0975, midday show on the Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about Parx Casino, the sportsbook of Parx, my sportsbook, home of the Cuz's Corner every Thursday night. I got to tell you, I love doing that show. I love. We hang out. We always geek out. We talk really deep inside geek sports, which is something I like to do. So we always have a great time doing Cuz's Corner. And the Sportsbook of Parks is the perfect locale. It's wonderful. It's such a great spot. It's my sportsbook of choice because I love it. People are wonderful. You go watch all the games. It's a great time. Make sure you check it out. And they have three different locations. So you have the Sportsbook at Parx Casino, PA's number one casino, and you have the Racing Sportsbook in Oaks, right off 422, and the Racing Sportsbook in South Philly, right on Packer Avenue in the Shadows and Stadiums. You're heading down to any of the games, make the pit stop, put the skin in the game. You can cash your tickets at any of the three locations. Make sure you hit up parxcasino.com and go to Parx Casino, PA's number one casino. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
What we saw was a team focused, particularly obviously Ben Simmons. And, you know, he heard it from the crowd. He heard it from everybody. He heard it from his coach.
Yep.
And he showed up. He showed up like a man. And that's what growth is all about.
Yep.
The next step is consistency where you expect it on a nightly basis.
There's like phases to becoming a great player. Let's not act like he hasn't done this before, because he has. He's had great games. Yeah,
except here's the thing. He should have had one on Saturday.
Of course, right? Yeah. So, but that's the other part of becoming a great player. You underperformed on Saturday. You heard it.
Yes.
You took it to heart. And then you went out and did it.
Yes.
And now the next phase is knowing you can do that and doing that consistently.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly Delis. Visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
What up?
What up?
Oh, I can't believe it's 12:30 already. 12:24 to be exact. Man, we had this with the playoffs. It's been fun. It's like a good conversation today. But with all this stuff, we haven't really deep dived into Eagles, Carson,
broken back, days, everything. Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like Carson with a broken back right now.
So your back is. I feel for you, bro.
It's not good right now. I don't know what's going on with it. Some muscle thing that happened on the air last week. I feel like I'm like pushing a wheelbarrow uphill here with cement in it. But
yeah, there's nothing worse. That's bad.
I don't know what I did, but no, you're right. Let's play that Zach Ertz sound again, because it was pretty stunning to hear it. Usually, you know, teams are very on the same page on message, and you know, Howie was asked about Carson's back several times at the end of the season and a timeline, which he did not want to dive into, and really kind of dodged in a lot of ways. And Carson was asked about it, and he dodged it. But sometimes, you know, truth of the matter comes out when you least expect it, and the guard isn't up because that hasn't been talked about in a while. So Zach Ertz was speaking yesterday about Carson Wentz. Here's what he had to say.
What he can prove. I mean, the guy's done it all. Obviously, he's been one of the most dynamic players in the league when he's healthy. Was he 100% last year? Absolutely not. The guy had a broken back early in the year. I don't know if he knows exactly when it happened or whatnot. I don't know if he spoke about that, but he's just trying to prove to be the best quarterback he can be.
So, yeah, broken back early in the year for Carson Wentz. And he mentioned he didn't know exactly when the injury took place, but that he played the season with a broken back since early in the year.
Whew. Yeah, that's such a worry. It is such a worry that he went through it.
Mm-hmm. You saw it in his performance.
Listen, man. When you go back to it.
Look at the tape.
When you go back to it, there is no way in the world. There were some throws that you could see where they're just not him. He didn't look like himself. I still remember, if you go back 2 years ago when he was terrific, right before he gets hurt the Rams game, and you examine all the tape, and then you examine the tape from last year, it's a different quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see just the way his delivery was.
Stepping in.
And there was a time where he didn't have enough to get it down the field.
Yeah. Especially those outside throws a lot of times too, Ant, because you have to contort your body in a weird way.
I think that hurt his...
timing.
Well, yes, all that stuff, but it also hurt having that connection with Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Because he had it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole idea that when Nick Foles came in, all of a sudden, wow, it was Alshon and Nick Foles. Carson had it had a great connection with Alshon. Yep. 2 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. He was so limited physically because Zach Ertz said that he had the broken back since early in the season. That it's amazing, frankly, that he put up the numbers that he did.
And again, I don't know this to be a fact. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But it would seem to me, it seems plausible that the reason why he overused Ertz, because he did. He overthrew the Ertz. He overused Ertz was because he felt comfortable making that throw.
Physically, yep. It wasn't a mental favoritism. It was that was a throw physically he could make without strain.
It's right in front of him.
Yep.
He can see it. He doesn't need to, you know, have perfect mechanics getting the ball down the field. He's, you know, he got a broken bone in your back. That's the throw to make, not the wide throw where you got to step in and go down the field.
Yeah, or get your body in weird positions when you're on the run, getting in the out,
yes,
getting them outside the pocket. Those things, we saw all of those things suffer. And then you couple that with his timing in the pocket, and you go, well, if he's playing with a broken back since early in his season, which is, he came in, what, week three against the Colts, right?
Yes.
And then week four was against the Vikings. And I know that he was in a lot of distress with his back in that game. So, you consider that and what he was able to accomplish, but it raises the big question, Anthony. Well, a couple of questions. One is, why was he on the field with that condition since early in the season? And two, how do you go forward? It's time for the kid to get paid either now or next offseason. And Russell Wilson's going to ink this 4-year, $140 million contract and become the highest paid player in NFL history.
So,
what do you do?
I mean, I don't think you have a choice.
Well, you just firmly placed yourself right into a big pickle barrel.
Yeah, but I don't think you have a choice. I think you just got to sign him and pray. Oh. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah,
you're not going to go to another quarterback.
Yeah, what's the alternative, right? You don't have an alternative, and you traded Nick Foles. Well, you didn't trade him, but you let Nick Foles walk.
I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, franchise-type quarterbacks don't fall off trees.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, well, look, you say a broken back. It's a fracture in his back. The broken back sounds like he fell off an 18-floor scaffolding.
Right.
Right? It's a fracture, a microfracture in his back. That's obviously not something that is chronic. It's not a degenerative condition.
No, but again...
But it's another ailment.
It is another ailment.
Yep.
And when people say he's injury-prone, and I'll say he's prone to injury... Bottom line, it comes out the same in the wash, right?
Yeah. So available or not available,
right? I mean,
that's all that matters.
Ultimately, you're gonna look at him and go, "Can I commit to him? Will he be available to me?"
Yeah.
And there's a huge question mark.
There really is.
But I don't know what other choice you have.
And every hit and every game, you're going to be going into it, and it's going to be front lobe. It's going to be in the front of your mind. Is he going to come out of this game healthy?
Right.
I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. That's where you're going to be with Carson Wentz. And the only thing I can sit here and help think, and it's in regards to two players, two of the best players and athletes in the city, is we got two guys with tremendous, we saw Wentz, MVP talent.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Joel Embiid, generational big man.
It's funny. I don't even want to talk about it.
The same thing.
I don't even want to talk about that because it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. You see how short a guy like Yao Ming's career was, or Greg Oden, we know, with his degenerative knees. And what that can do to a big man.
It's scary, man.
Yeah. Look what... So you finally get this quarterback that we've been thirsting for forever. And we have to deal with this.
Yeah, I also think it would help not to run him on a read option, but that's just me.
Well, you got to protect him. And you got to protect him from himself.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a lot of those things need to take place.
No,
same goes for Embiid.
I know.
the player's got to take as much responsibility for their health as the team does. It needs to be in tandem to maximize
what
you got.
It does. And I think that's what... I think Embiid, once he becomes... He's another one. He's young. I mean, they're going to mature. I mean, he matures a little bit mentally. Like, he needs to be more mature mentally a little bit. And he grows up a little bit more. He takes better care of his body. Understands his body more. I mean, the older you get, the more you understand your own body.
Yeah, your body talks to you.
Right.
You just got to translate it, and you let it learn to listen to what it's saying. 610-632-0975. Let's go down to Edith and Chester on the Fanatic. Hey, Edith.
Hey, Anthony and Jason. How you guys doing?
Edith, what do you say, my girl? How are you?
I'm ready for some football. I can't wait to the draft. That's what I'm ready for. I mean, I like basketball and all, and I have been watching it. I just hope that the process was worth it, and that it comes to fruition, that we get to see the fruits of the labor of all the people and the players in place that got that job done.
Yeah, I hear you.
I just wanted to, I just want to see some consistency. You know, I just can't believe how somebody can be playing basketball in this level and they can't shoot a ball. That baffles me. I don't understand that.
Yeah, but he does all the things, though. I mean,
I know, and I know he's great. I know he's great. I know you love him. I mean, because everybody can't do triple doubles and all that stuff every night, and he can. But I just want to hope, I mean, all the stuff that the losing and the tanking over the years, I just hope that it was worth it. That's what I'm saying in the end.
I know. You know what? I'd like to believe that it already was, because you have a team that's really competitive and you have a nucleus that's competitive. So, you know, at least I'd like to believe that.
But I'm ready for football, Anthony.
And are you really?
Oh, yeah. I've been ready. I know Wentz is hurt. I just want them guys to hold for him, just to keep him protected, because he's a warrior. And he playing through that pain day after day. He wants to win. He's a true competitor. And you can see it in the sidelines when he's not playing, you know. I mean, he didn't get a chance to finish out what he started, and Nick won the Super Bowl, which I'm so thrilled and happy about that. We all are. We love him. We wish him well. I don't want him to come here and beat us, though. But I wish him well down there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's funny how you're jonesing for football.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for the Jets, man.
How about the Phillies? The Phillies doing it for you?
The Phillies are doing good. I think the acquisitions, but they ain't got no bullpen.
Yeah,
I mean, we need some pitching, because I don't care how many you get 20 hits. But if they come back and they get 21, what's the point?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to shore that bullpen. You know, that bullpen up. They got to get some pitching.
You're right.
That's what my dad would say.
No, your dad was right on. Dad was right on. They need some pitching. So, they can hit, though. They can hit.
Yeah, they can hit, and I'm glad to see that. They can hit. They definitely can.
All right,
so I just want to tell you and Jason, you know, and also, Anthony, I want to tell you, I went to the Notre Dame in 2009 when my daughter got married in Paris.
Oh, did you really? You're sad,
and you're
isn't
about
it?
A gorgeous structure. My heart just sank.
Mine too.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
I was watching that thing burn, and I swear to God, I was getting emotional.
Now, have you been in?
Yeah.
No, I've never been.
And I'm watching that thing, and I'm going, how could that be?
Yeah.
Talking about a structure that's been there forever, right? You're talking about something that's iconic to that city.
I'm trying to find out the exact date here. When the... Groundbreaking, 1163. Completed, 1345. Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
That is incredible.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning. I mean, the architecture is just incredible. Ah, God, I wish I would have went. I've never even been overseas.
I was looking through the photos on my phone, because I went 2 years ago now, 3 years ago, and I was looking through all the photos. Oh, the
everybody has it.
Yeah. It's incredible, man.
You seen that video of the spire falling?
Such a shame. Yeah, we were watching that together.
Yeah.
It's a shame what happened.
Yeah, really is. That's a historic landmark.
Yeah.
No question. Our Lady of Paris. Let's go to D in Jersey on the Fanatic. Hey, D, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yo, D.
Listen, I just got a couple points. Number one, I've been saying for a while that Brett Brown is not the coach for this team. And it just comes down to fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Something simple. If we don't turn the ball over as much as we have in the last 2 years, this is a 60-win ball club. It's that simple. I think that you have to sign Jimmy Butler. And I felt like that during the Minnesota game this year, Jimmy was saying, this is before all the trades with Tobias and everybody came to town, Jimmy was on the sideline saying, we have to get shots up. In other words, stop turning the ball over. He actually said, I don't care if you throw the ball at the rim. It's simple. You get shots up, you don't turn the ball over, you score more, you win more. I think that this team is way too talented for us to be so excited over a game 2 victory at home.
Yeah.
In a series that should have been a sweep. We shouldn't listen, the Brooklyn Nets, they're a scrappy young bunch of guys, but let's be honest, they stink. They don't belong on the court with us.
Agreed.
We have way too much talent for that. And then finally, I just want to ask one question, Ant.
Yes.
Am I crazy, or is this team not built for some variation of the triangle? They remind me so much of the 2000 Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. They have all of the components.
Yes, yes. I think you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah, the big man. Embiid obviously can shoot better than Shaq.
I think you're so right.
Yeah.
So right.
Right, they have everybody. You could throw the ball out to the shooters. You play inside out, whether it's inside out with Ben or with Joe. And we get to turn the league back to what it used to be without all of this jacking up threes garbage.
Yes. Yes. I'm so with you. So all with right. you. I think you're dead right.
All right, D. Yeah. Get Phil. You get Phil. Phil Jackson.
Well,
Zen.
I do. Zen think master. I think he's right. I think he's dead right about it.
Let's go to Jason and Cherry Hill on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, Jay.
Thanks for taking my call.
What do you
Anthony,
say, buddy?
I haven't talked to you in forever, and I was hearing you yesterday. I was listening to your passion before the game, and I have to admit that, you know, the gentleman who just spoke before me, he had a couple great points. I mean, you know, the fact that the Nets, like you said yesterday, they can't stop us down low.
No.
If you stop playing games with this cute three-point shot, which we have a couple guys that can shoot it. I'm a guy who can shoot the three, but I'm not going to go down low for something that I can't do, and vice versa. Go down, use your matchups, take advantage of these matchups, and just dominate and stop being cute.
Yeah.
Okay? Just stop being cute. That's my point. And to Jason, great name, by the way, I'm actually going on my honeymoon tomorrow. I just got married. My wife's due July 28th with a baby boy.
Congrats, Jay.
Thank you very much. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, congrats to you and the best of luck to you as well. You know, we should be this Sixers team. I've been watching this team since I'm 5 years old. I'm 40. And I'm like, Ben Simmons, just come out there and do that every night. And nobody can stop you. You're 6'10". Act like you're 6'10" and versus being 6'1" or whatever you think you are in your brain. I don't know what you are, but... You know what I mean? Just dominate.
He does. He has an identity crisis at times. And it's because he doesn't want to get down on the low block because he's conserving energy.
Listen, I get it, but he's got help now.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that Butler is in the room, as Brett Brown says, he's the adult in the room. The fact that you've got a guy who's battle-tested, you know, throw the ball to him. He's not going to make any kind of, like, mistake as far as from nervousness or from inexperience. He's experienced. Throw the ball to him. Let him calm everybody down.
Like he did last night in the third quarter.
That's right.
Yep. Hey, Jay, where are you going on your honeymoon?
We're actually going to the Bahamas. I've never been.
Nice.
We're going on a 4-day cruise. So I'm excited.
You're going Nassau? Nassau, the Bahamas?
Yeah, and we're going on the Norwegian line, so they have this private island.
Oh.
So we're checking that out for a full day. And like I said, my wife can't do a lot. She's 6 months pregnant, so
yeah.
You know, we can't do the parasailing and all the stuff that all the guys stuff want to do. But, hey, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
You learned the first lesson, Jay. Congrats.
Congrats, my brother.
On the honeymoon and the little boy on the way. The little one. So my wife was saying the other day, she's going, you want to have another kid? And I'm like, no.
Really?
Like, why not? I'm like, because I don't want to push the clock back to zero.
No.
Once you get kids out of diapers, it's like the relief of release. Like, oh, thank God. I don't have to do that anymore.
See you with another one?
No. My oldest is 12. I don't want that kind of gap. You know?
Who cares? People got gaps.
I'm old, man.
You got gaps. I got gaps. Together we fill gaps.
The family had a lot of gaps.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Come on, Andrew.
No, I don't want to punch the clock back to zero, man. I got a little bit of relief now, you know, a little bit of my life back where, you know, where everything isn't like wiping butts and
yeah, but the they smell great.
What smells great? Baby?
Yeah, the baby smell.
Yeah, until they stop eating baby food and they really go.
It's all right.
Then it's not so great.
So, yeah, I hear you.
The first one, look at the poop. I mean, Bill Cosby's a whole bit on it. Look at the poopy.
Yeah. Right.
The next thing you know, then they really go.
I had my little one. I'm watching Sixer basketball with me.
Yeah, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. He make it through the whole game?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Really? 7-year-old, huh?
6.
Wow. And he made it through the whole game.
Yeah, he loves it.
I would have put him to bed after that third quarter. 51 in the third.
Nah.
Go to bed, Moss.
I go, nah. I let him step the whole game.
Watch Boban.
That's it.
Hey, watch
TJ. Watch the whole game.
Stem to stern, huh?
Yep.
Did he sign the Phillies contract to 162?
Yes, he did. He had no choice.
He came out with a 4-for-4 tattoo on his bicep.
This is the other one. A little iffy.
Whoa. That sounds like you might have to have an intervention with Little Ant.
Yeah, he's a scientist, Little Ant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about the science of sports, Little Ant? 610. There's science in that,
God
too. 610. Keyword coming up top of the hour. And another chance for you to win $1,000 and Bring the Heat is on the way as well. I'm sure the tone of Bring the Heat is going to be much different than yesterday.
Yes, that'll be good. That'll be great. All right, let me tell you about the uncles. They're the best, the uncles. So Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, I tell you about them. My guys in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They can save you thousands on that new Jeep 4x4 or the Ram pickup. Right now, in fact, you can save 30% off MSRP on a new truck, a new van, a new Jeep. That savings as much as $15,000 from Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family is proud to be family-owned and operated for three generations. Only at Family will you get the lowest prices, plus oil changes, state inspections, and a loaner car at no charge. But listen, as much as we talk about all this and all the deals and everything else, the uncles are just the best guys to deal with. They really are. Once you go meet them, when you meet Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, you realize that you are really family. Head on down to the Airport Auto Mall. Check them out. Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You'll be more than a customer. Ask the uncles. You'll be family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details, Nat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, we're feeling good, right? We're all feeling good?
Feeling better. I'm not feeling great, but I'm feeling better.
I'm feeling better, right? Yeah. We're feeling better.
Yep.
Do we get all our jury members? Because we need some more jury members.
Yeah, Evan's about to check in, one of our jury
all right,
members.
Make sure
we might have to kick some guys off, man.
Because here's the deal. You know, we got, and I was on Brett yesterday, right? I thought he did some really good things. I told you, I like the Monstars lineup that he had out there,
mm-hmm.
at least the first one. I love the fact that he did not play TJ for the first three quarters. I like the fact that he had the way he had Innes. I liked a lot of things he did. I like the fact that he went off at halftime. They're only up one, and he went off at halftime. I mean, you can't say enough about that.
No. Oh. That set the stage for the 51-point quarter.
I told you from the beginning that we got to look at this thing as fair as possible. And he needs to get a lot of credit today.
Yeah. The jury cannot have an agenda.
By my count, three jury members have skipped jury duty so far.
Yesterday.
By my count.
All right, well, we might have to kick him off.
Well, it's a three strike and you're out rule.
Yeah, Coach John, Mick and Delco, and Bob and Florence, you guys are on the clock.
Oh, yeah, if we don't hear from you, you got to go.
You're out.
Well, not only that, but you're in contempt of court.
Well, they didn't show up yesterday, right?
No.
Well, then they actually should.
Everybody else,
now.
I mean, we had 9 out of 12. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, the one thing is, too, we don't know if people can't get in sometimes because the lines are just jammed.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But, I don't know. Three, you got to find a way to get in because it's three strikes, you're out, and then you're in contempt of court. No one got to find you. You know? You got to sit in the cell.
I agree.
With Vinny Gallo.
Yes.
Did you wear that to mock me, boy?
Did I say Gallo? I meant Kahlo.
So jury members and everybody else, 610-632-0975. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll give you a keyword chance at $1,000 and also bring the heat. Now, did the bring the heat line last night, Andrew? We know it certainly had a different tone, but did it have like same basic level of volume? Because people, when they're angry, tend to go to vent a lot more than when they're satisfied or satiated.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't the same level, same volume of calls, but there were still a lot of good calls, a lot of people that were excited about last night.
Any Debbie Downers, nitpickers?
No, not that I recall. It's been a couple hours, 5 hours.
Okay, we haven't heard that on the phone lines either. I'm appreciating that people are, you know, Andy Reid, you know, once went back and said it, Anthony, you know, when you win a game, you just got to, you know.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, win's a win, but not only that, but you belted them and you responded, and the way you won, to me, is more important than, winning was obviously huge. It was essentially a must-win game, but the way they won is why you feel good today.
Right, right.
So, we take that, and we move forward into Thursday, and we'll see what this Sixers team can do on the road. In Brooklyn.
Even Gabe checked in.
Oh, is that
after
right?
After last night's win.
No way.
Yes.
Talking
Sixers?
Gabe
checked in?
Yeah, for the Sixers, not for his team. His team lost, but he checked in for the Sixers.
Oh, that's awesome.
I knew that. I do know that he thought Ben really presented himself beautifully. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Charles in the Northeast. He's on the Fanatic. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Jason. Great show, guys.
Hi, Charles.
Guys, I wouldn't be on the jury because I'm a Brett defender. I believe he's the coach who's going to lead the Sixers to the finals this year. I'm on record with that. And I didn't sway after game one. Andrew can tell you this. I was disappointed in Ben Simmons after game one. I was. Because I know Ben's so much better than that. But the fact is, let me say this to Gino first. And Anthony, I'm glad you told him off. Gino, you're bleeding hard. Oh, poor Jared Dudley. Took one of them out. Good. He deserved it. They were hanging all over Embiid. You know it's playoff basketball, and you have to let them know you're there. And Embiid let them know it. In the second half, the Sixers let D'Angelo Russell and Dinwiddie, we let them all know we're going to be there, and we're going to be there for the rest of the series. And if Gino doesn't like it, and the rest of the 12 bleeding heart Nets fans don't like it, guess what? Bring it in game three, because you're done. The Sixers will not lose another game in this series. And, guys, I told this to your great producer, Andrew, and I told you on the pro over the weekend. I believe the Sixers have the best starting five in basketball, and that's why they're going to the finals. They can overwhelm anybody. Last night was a small glimpse of it. But guess what? They're going to get it done against better teams doing that, because this starting five, I think, is that strong. And people would say, well, how about Golden State? Well, yeah, Golden State has Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, but I believe after that, the Sixers' starting five is better. I believe that. And I believe this team can win the championship, as a matter of fact, this year.
Well,
I think
if Boogie's out.
I hope you're right. I don't think this is the year for them. I still think they have more growth to be done. I think there's more maturity that needs to come out.
You might be right, Ant, but the fact is, I think when you're ready to win, you're ready to win. And I think this team's ready to win now. I think, like you talked about earlier, they have the perfect complement of younger players and Jimmy Butler and veterans like Jimmy Butler, I think, a great leader for this team. I'm with you. I love Jimmy Butler. And the fact is, I think they're ready to win now. Sometimes people think it's going to take another year like they did with the Eagles, and it happens. I think it's going to happen this year. I had them going to the finals and losing the Golden State.
Right.
I changed my tune. I think they're going to win the NBA title. I think this team is that strong.
Listen,
I think it's going to be exciting.
Thanks, Charles. I hope you're right, man. You know, I mean, to the T, I hope you're right. It would be incredible. What a story. If they were ready to win this year, however, then this is just... This is just talking about winning the championship. You come out, I think you don't have the bench to go through a wars, and you'll have to go through a Toronto war and then a Milwaukee/Boston war. I don't know that you got the bench. I don't know that Embiid's knee's ready for him to hold up.
Yep.
You know, maybe that, hopefully that heals. I just don't know that the maturity can Ben do this. It's one thing coming back after a poor game against Brooklyn and to do it in game two.
You got to deal with Kawhi.
But is Ben right? Is Ben ready to do this against guys like that?
Yeah, it's different weight class.
And
right?
I don't think it's. I'm not going to be upset if they don't win. Obviously, I wish they would win, but I don't think they're ready. I just think. When I look at them, I try to be pragmatic in my approach. When it comes to sports, as much as you think I'm emotional, I look at things even keel.
You're emotionally pragmatic.
And when it comes to my expectations, what I think of a team, how I analyze a team. And I just think they're really close. They're on in the right direction. They need some bench help. And they just basically need to mature. It's the same analogy when I used to talk about college players coming to the league. And if you're a one-year guy or you're a girl from high school, you're like half-baked pies. Those kids are like half-baked pies. They're not, you know, unless they're LeBron or Kobe, they're coming in this league and they're just not ready yet. They got to, you know, they're half-baked pies, right?
Well, the pie comes out
and the crust isn't done yet.
And you're playing with men.
Exactly. So you need to have a little bit more... I think a little bit more seasoning.
Yeah, but all that being said, and I think you're with me on this, is that they do need to take a step forward from what they did last year. That's the key.
I'm actually not. But that's your own. That's your prerogative. To me, it's situations. Everything's about situations.
Well, yeah, how it plays out is going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, like if they don't.
I don't mean just round.
If they don't beat Toronto, yep. I mean, I'm not going to call this year a disaster. They changed their roster and they're moving forward.
Yeah, it's not as cut and dry and saying, hey, if they lose to Toronto, Brett's gone. Well, if it's a knockdown, drag-out, seven-game series, they play well and the coaching is good and adjustments are there, and it's not that's not the reason for the loss.
Different. Yeah, that's different. That's a different thing. Yeah. And even Brett's different than how I look at these players.
Oh, totally.
I think they're the players. Obviously, Ben needs just to mature. That's quite frankly. Tobias needs to feel comfortable.
Yeah, and you can't put Ben in a microwave.
Joe needs to be healthy. Hmm.
That might be a big ask.
If he's healthy, there's not a lot of teams that can beat them if he plays like he played last night.
Mm-hmm.
The key to last night, and we'll say it over and over and over again, was they put up a ridiculous number. They put up 51 points in the third quarter. And they did so. Put up those kinds of points, 140, what was it?
142.
142 without shooting all those threes.
145, I'm sorry. I forgot about that
right,
three
at the end.
Yeah.
Which was a garbage three.
Yeah.
Without shooting all those three, they got the bulk of their scoring because they attacked the rim, because they got great mid-range looks. That is what we've been calling for forever. That's what we argued with Brett Brown on the show in the morning a couple years ago, that you don't need to be reliant on jacking up threes. And you can win that game playing a mid-range game, going up and down.
Wait, and you can score, evidenced by the numbers last night.
Well, if you're attacking the rim, you're attacking the rim. There's good things happen when you're going to the basket.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.